Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
All right. Welcome to the show. Now, is this an April Fool's story you played or someone played on you?
Maybe you heard about it. I got my wife real good.
All right. Tell us, what did you do?
Okay. It takes a year of planning to do.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. A year?
Yeah. You have to record the TV show before they draw the lottery numbers, the lottery numbers to the TV show after.
I love this.
And then
this.
You have to play the lottery numbers. Well, it was amazing. I hit on the Powerball, the three-digit and four-digit numbers today. And my eye is just slightly bruised right now, and the couch is uncomfortable, but I should be getting back in the bed.
How much does she think you won at that time?
We were up to about $14 million when I broke it to her.
All right, tell me how you did this.
Well, she was working last year on April Fool's Day, so I'm sitting there, and I said, you know what, this would be pretty funny. So I recorded the show, recorded the daily numbers, and recorded the show afterwards. And then last night, I watched all the videos, you know, wrote the numbers down, and then put it in the VCR so when she went into the kitchen, I could just click the button and played all the numbers. And then right when it came time for the numbers to come on, I said, honey, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you watch the tickets for me? She said, okay. So I ran in the bathroom, and she didn't notice they say the lottery numbers for April 1st, 2004.
Right. It just went right past her.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then when I came out, I was all excited and let it go for about a half an hour. And she had the money spent, vacations done, kids going to college, medical school, and everything. And
that is phenomenal.
And, by the way, April Fool's. And then that's when the couch became a good option.
So here's the question. Was the trick worth it?
Oh, it was definitely worth it.
Yep.
I mean, she even said it was a good one. So
that is a classic. Hey, thanks for sharing it with us.
No problem.
That is. Years ago, when I was a television news director in St. Louis, I had a great reporter there. His name was Aaron Mermelstein. Aaron, on April Fool's, did one of the best television April Fool's stories I've ever seen in my life. He hired a guy who looked like a migrant farmer, put a hat on him, and the two of them, all morning long before they started videotaping the story, put marshmallows in trees all over an area. And then they would bring people by and showed them the marshmallow tree farm. And people would look at it and they'd pick marshmallows. Now, this was on April 1st. And they actually believed that marshmallows grew on trees in this certain area. This thing was so convincing. It was picked up by the networks. They used it. It was one of the greatest pieces of television I've ever seen, done by reporter Aaron Mermelstein. What a great name, too, by the way. But it was the Marshmallow Farm on April Fool's. It was one of the greatest things I've seen.